Good evening, everyone. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. It is Tuesday, June 11th at 5:35 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:35 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA and the chair of this committee. And we're going to start by having our secretary, R. Paul Martin from WBAI, call the roll, if you would, R. Paul.
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Here.
John Cromshaw. Marcus Jetter. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Benajay Saba. Raul Salvador.
Here.
Richard Uzzell.
Here.
Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Okay, that's it. We got a quorum.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so we have a draft agenda that was sent out quite late this afternoon, and I apologize for that. So what I will go ahead and read it for the stream, and I am going to have to add something to the chair's report, but we'll see if this will kind of work, and if there's any additions or modifications, just let me know after I get to the end of it. So, starting off with number one, roll call, number two, approve agenda, number three, approve minutes, number four, chair's report, which basically will consist of an introduction of the CFO and a brief statement about the second quarter preliminary financials. Number five will be an audit update. Number six will be budget cycle updates from the stations. Number seven, I thought we would hear a little bit, if they are here, from the BAI directors regarding the planning process that's underway. Next item would be our ongoing crowdfunding proposal, and last item would be syndicated programs and fund our pledge handling. So that's it. I sent out a very sloppy email because I was crushing around. But you should all have received it at 4:45 p.m.
This is Richard. I move approval.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Okay. Then we'll consider it approved. And our Paul will do the best he can to translate from an MSC email. All right. So the next item is we need to approve the minutes from the meeting that we had 2 weeks ago at the end of May. Those minutes were sent out this morning by R. Paul. Is there a motion to approve them, or does anyone wish to modify them?
I think it's a correction, Mr. Chair. It says there was no one to stream the meeting, but the meeting was being recorded. I thought it did get streamed somewhere midway. Somebody came on.
It did get streamed midway. We lost the first, 30-40 minutes of the meeting.
Yeah.
R. Paul, do you want to correct that in the minute or something like that?
Okay, let me see if I can explain that one here.
You just add something.
When we...
Rob, I did not get the agenda nor the minutes of the meeting from the last meeting.
And who's this,
Rob? I don't
know
it already included in the email group, but I haven't received anything.
Well, they were sent to the email group, and I know you've gotten other emails that were sent to the email group, so I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. I got the one that Richard sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
The minutes aren't actually sent directly. There's a link to the Yahoo group, and maybe you're not on the Yahoo group.
That I put him on the Yahoo group, but I'm going to check right now, and if I haven't, I will rectify that.
But it involves having to set up, you have to check in once with Yahoo to give them
you have to respond to the invite roll to the Yahoo group. So let me go ahead and send you one right now.
All right.
Let's see. If you click yes on it, then you'll be in the group. Yeah, it looks like You're not there. Okay, I'm going to send you an invite right now.
All right, thank you.
And I think he was left off our C&B list, but I think he's on it now. Raul, thank you for
okay.
your email. Welcome.
Okay, Raul at Pacifica.org. I'm sending an invite. If you click on it, Raul, it should be along soon to your Pacifica.org address. We should be all set.
Great. I'll wait for it.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, Tracy,
okay, so pending that, we still have our minutes. So does anybody else want to modify them?
Okay, let me explain this part. The start of it says there was no one to stream the meeting, but the meeting audio is being recorded. The chair attempted to get someone to stream the meeting, but as the hour was late, the meeting began without being streamed. And then later on, you will find on page 2, at 9:12 p.m. ET, the committee was informed that the stream was now on. The chair recapped the proceedings. So it recorded, the minutes record the fact that we did not start with the stream, but that at 9:12 we got it, and that's what happened. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, well, that actually sounds accurate to me. So, excuse me one second. So, whoever made the objection, are you now okay?
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, and then who else is trying to speak?
Okay,
Tracy,
this is Jim.
Okay. Yeah, Jim, go ahead.
Down in the crowdfunding proposal section on page 3.
Yeah.
Second line down, there's two references to KPFT. Looks like the first one, it has the wrong station. KPFT has already had some success with crowdfunding. That's not KPFT. The right part that applies to KPFT is the second reference to KPFT. So I don't know if there was another station that had some success.
Okay, let me...
Yeah?
Okay,
I would guess that you could either, someone else could claim that sentence saying, I said that, or if that doesn't work, we could just delete it because Jim is rejecting it. And I'm open to
it. It may have been another station.
Yeah, I know. We just have to know which one.
Yeah.
So someone else has to say, no, I said that. Okay, well, it doesn't sound like we have any takers, so it might be the better part of wisdom just to take out the sentence.
Could it be KPFP, KPFA? Because I think we...
No, it's not KPFA.
Okay.
All right. We can delete that one.
Yeah, given that it's minutes, I don't think we should guess, Jim. If no one is going to affirmatively say, take responsibility for it, I think it just shouldn't be in there.
I'm good.
Okay. Any other modifications to the minutes?
Michael Levick here.
Okay.
I think the reference said KPFK is discussing using crowdfunding to raise funds for a studio rather than is going to. I think it's still something that's under discussion.
Okay, so there's a going to you want to change to and is under discussion to. Or
is discussing. Yeah, is discussing using.
Paul, can you make that change?
Yeah.
Are there any other modifications to the minutes? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Yeah, Jim, this motion to approve.
Thank you. Okay, are there any objections to approving these motions, these minutes, as twice amended?
Nope.
Okay. So approved, and thank you, everybody. All right, so at this point, I am happy to report that Pacifica's new CFO, Raul Salvador, is with us tonight on the call. So I think what I'm going to do is give him a moment to introduce himself. Raul, I know that you sent over some preliminary financial statements that we need to talk about, but I don't kind of want to dip into those quite yet. I think we'll do that further down the agenda. So at this point, if you could just sort of say hi and introduce yourself. I think we can sort of tackle the preliminary financial statements a bit further down the pike.
Again, my name is Raul Salvador, and the new CFO for Pacifica Foundation. As an organization, is facing a lot of challenges in the financial operations, as well as the financial condition of the company. And being in the radio industry, in the financial field, I hope I could help out in streamlining the financial operations of the company, of the organization, and hopefully we'll fix a lot of things that we were kind of, most of the concerns that were brought to my attention during my first 3 weeks of working at Pacifica. My background, like again, is on radio and doing, I've been a CFO for startup organizations that dealt with a lot of very limited funds, very challenging situations, and in a way, I've been part of some of the successes, and hopefully we could bring that here in Pacifica. I look forward to working with everyone, and I'll be available. I hope that I could respond to every need, every request that you guys are needing from the Pacifica National Office, and especially the Financial Department, Finance Department. We're here. We're always going to be a local and the national board, and if there's anything that I can do, please feel free to contact me. And at there's any questions, let me know right now.
Mm-hmm. There are going to be some, but I just thought that we would work our way into them. And thank you. Much appreciated. Okay. I think at this point I'm going to push the agenda forward, because with the addition of preliminary financial statements from the second quarter, we're going to have a lot of stuff. So the first thing is probably in the nature of a question. It's that we would like an update on the audit status and audit progress, and I'm guessing that the CFO is probably the right person to do that. So, Raul, do you want to kind of tell us where things are at with Armenio McKenna?
Okay. I had the opportunity to meet our auditors, our current auditors, as well as the previous auditor. When I went to New York a couple of weeks ago, and first and foremost, our audit is obviously late, but one of the things that I am faced with, well, we were faced with, was the fact that we have a new auditors, Armenino, and there are certain additional procedures when that happens during an audit, when you are moving from one, auditors to another. And that would be the new auditors be reviewing the previous auditors' work papers from the previous year's audit. And that's kind of the primary purpose of our visit. The Armenino auditor, Ben Storks, and myself went to the offices of previous auditors, and we found out that the quality of work papers that they maintained at that time was not adequate. It was kind of very disappointing. Both Ben Storks from Armenino and myself found that these quality of paper or award papers are in the lowest standard, and we've never seen anything like this, because there's not a lot of, we cannot really tell that if they did their audit procedures in detail. Having said that, we have to refer back again to what has been done in the past and try and reconcile the previous year's numbers and then update them to the current year in audit, which is the fiscal year 2012. We are still targeting to finish the audit by the end of June, although it's very unlikely that we will finish that on time. Just as we go along, we thought we were going to finish the all the schedules, but when things arise and there's more questions from our auditors, then we will need to provide them with more information to satisfy their review. And that's where we are right now. It's just basically they're reviewing our reports, and then they are asking for more schedules, more explanation, more reconciliation. So that's kind of the audit process that we're going through right now. And I think it's going to feel good about our current auditors because of the detail of work that they are performing right now. I think quality really takes a lot of time, and I'm so glad that they're here to actually go through the our financial records and our record keeping, so make sure that everything has been done in appropriate way. We are looking forward to streamlining the procedures. Obviously, it's really been a challenge that there were no set reports requested from the different radio stations that we have. There's no reporting requirements, month-end closing procedures. There's no accountability or responsibility from the standpoint of the local station business managers. I'm not saying that they're incompetent, but they just didn't have the direction that they needed, you know, last year. We are planning to, we're streamlining that function. We're making some notation, and we'll move forward with a few of the organized procedures for all the for the entire Pacifica organizations, but especially the financial operations. Having said that, we are faced with not just the audit, but we are also going through a lot of internal control review of what we currently are doing. We are ensuring that our treasury function is being, there's an oversight on all the radio stations, because those are one of the concerns in the past. So we're going to go through the management letter and kind of address those issues by one. That's where we are right now. Have any questions on the audit so far?
No, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, open it up to the group. Are there any, or shall we move the agenda forward? Okay. Anybody else for the
question?
Okay. Anybody else for the stack? Okay. We'll go to R. Paul and then to Bart.
Okay. You said you're seeming to be pessimistic about the idea that the auditors are going to get the audit done by June 30th. Doesn't that cause some problems with various entities like the CPB, et cetera, if you're later than June 30th?
It does. I think some is working on at least talking to them and extending the deadline due to the situations that we are in right now. But I don't want to say that to most of our management, but I still wanted to stick to our original deadline, because it's time is of the essence, and we don't want to, just because we have that, we don't want to kind of slow down. We, at the back of our mind, there's a probability that we can get extended. I will ask summary on the status of that, but we're working diligently and, you know, to finish that by the deadline. And by the end of this week, we will be able to see where we are and what's left on the procedures, and I'll be able to probably send you an update on the email by the end of this week. But I am very, very optimistic. But at the end of this week, I'll be able to provide you with more updates and see where we are. And I think we'll be able to determine if we are going to make the June 30.
Okay, let's go to Barbara.
Well, my question was, can you say a little more about whatever it was you were referring to as limited or inadequate participation of business managers in the, supplying required or requested documents?
Yeah.
I mean, are you saying this about everybody or?
No. We have some business managers who are very slow to respond, and I don't want to throw them under the bus, but I wanted to just make sure that people understand that there were some delays in submission of this requested report. There might have reasons that they have, valid reasons or legitimate reasons, why they were not as responsive.
And have they all been notified of this?
Yes. Bear in mind that when I joined the organization on May 13th, the audit was already underway, and apparently up to that point, there were some requested reports at that time, and during that time, there was no. There were still pending reports from San Francisco KPFA, WPFW, and a little bit from WBAI, as well as some from KPFK in Los Angeles. They vary in some degree, but they're not completed right away. So there's still some struggles with some of the reports. There's still pending reports as we speak right now. And I'm probably trying to get that information from them. I'm giving them some ultimatum, but it's something needs to be done, and that's one of the things that we need to rectify when we move forward and with the future and streamline those procedures and the audit. If we have been doing this on a monthly basis, reconciling bank statements, submitting reconciliation of the other GL accounts on the month-to-month basis, then at the end of the year, there would be no problem like this, and that's what we're planning on doing and streamlining the month-end procedures.
And these are records that have not been supplied, but they relate to the fiscal year that ended in September.
Correct.
2012.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other questions regarding the audit?
All right. I have one. Just a
Tony? Okay, go ahead.
Just a quick follow-up. Could you go over again specifically some of Barbara's questions, what it is you were requesting from the managers and what it is you need? Just quickly, briefly, just categorize what it is that you requested and you still need.
For KPFA, we needed some accounts payable items and reconciliation. bank statements for the whole year. And then some of the MEMSIS reports, which are the membership system of tracking badges and payments, and with Los Angeles, just 1 or 2 months worth of bank statements, and WBA, DFW, basically bank statements for the whole year, the whole fiscal year 2012. Unfortunately, in some of these accounts, the national office does not have access to those bank accounts. There's no signatory, so we could have access and request it directly from the bank, but since none of us here in national office were authorized signatory at that point, we were not able to access them and get them directly, because it's just a matter of requesting and going online. If you have your authorized story, we'll be able to get those. And then there's some more additional requirements, revenue testing, and some of the audits that the auditors are conducting require them to ask for more information. So we keep on asking people for some more of those reports.
All right. Any other questions for Raul regarding the audit? And again, we got a little bit of field from the audit, but that's okay. All right. So at this point, I think we are going to have to touch on these interim financial statements, but I think it might be good just to do a quick round the horn regarding the state of the budgets. Because, in theory, draft budgets were supposed to have gone to LSBs for a preliminary look-over on May 31st. Now, I'm guessing that hasn't happened at too many stations except for KPFT, but I think it's good for the committee to have an assessment from the treasurer of how far behind the schedule the process is and what they're hoping to do to meet the more important deadlines that will be coming up in July. So, let's start.
Question, Madam Chair? Are we on item number 6 now? Are we starting item number 6 here?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
So, why don't we start with Texas and KPFT, and then we will swing around the west and head back to the east. Jim?
Yeah, we have a finance committee meeting set for next Monday to approve, from the finance committee to approve the 2014 budget, and we're planning on presenting that to the LSB that following month, which will be the second Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we haven't actually presented one to the LSB, but we should have that process started next month.
Okay. That sounds good. Reasonably under control. Okay, Los Angeles, Michael, and John, if you're here, you can weigh in after Michael does, if you have anything to add.
We have a finance committee also next Monday. I doubt that we'll be having a preliminary budget at that, but it's a possibility. The business manager is, I believe, right now on vacation, so I think it's unlikely.
When would your finance committee meeting, when would the next one after the next one be?
Would be the, we meet on the third Monday of the month ordinarily, unless we schedule a special meeting. So it would be the third Monday in July.
In July, wow. Okay. You might want to look at an extra meeting in July, because that's late-ish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. We did have a we started to have a preliminary discussion at the OSP, that really didn't get completed at all, and so we did have a kind of a brainstorm session with some of the LSP members, staff, and the management about the art for next year, and I did circulate that. The last OSP was not able to take that up either. We got our May financial and I think our circular goes to this committee too.
Yeah.
So I guess that's all. I don't think John's on the call.
I don't think so, but I just wanted because, you know, sometimes
yes, in fact, I was on the call, and I tried to say when I had gotten on, but I don't think anyone heard me, so I don't know.
No, we didn't hear you, but we're glad you're here. So at this point, if you have anything to add to what Michael contributed about the budget process at KPFK, now's the time.
I don't. I don't have anything more to add at this point.
Okay. Good. That will bring us to KPFA. Barbara?
Well, our biggest concern, at least in my last conversations with Maria, was wondering what's happening with the template and whether we're getting a specific template for this coming year or, you know, we haven't started to try to put anything into a format. So I think that's a question that I'm not sure if Maria has heard anything since she and I last talked about it or not, but I haven't. Does anybody know? I mean, Jim, did you guys just use the template that you had previously?
Yeah, that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
That was
okay, well, let's do this. I'm not, you know, thrilled to hear that we haven't entered anything into anything yet.
There was, I will say this, there was a finance statement.
Okay.
We distributed at the LSB meeting on Saturday, Tracy, but in fact, again, the treasurer's report was pushed way to the end, and Maria could, she brought the report and was going to sort of outline it and talk about it with the LSB, but she could not stay to the very end of our meeting. So,
Barbara, discussing income statements. We're discussing
and this was, well, I know we aren't, but in fact, it at least tells you what we've been working on. So we had a statement through April.
Okay. All right. So let's address the issue of the template. Raul, is the intent for the draft budgets to use the existing template documents?
We're still going to use the existing template. I think
okay.
After speaking with Los Angeles, New York, and Washington, D.C., they're using the same template, and they started the process, frankly, but
okay.
I haven't given anything yet.
Okay, so that answers your question, Barbara. Use the same template.
One little comment is I was hopeful that there would be some change when you were talking about simplifying things, but I can see it's not easy to change everything all at once.
Yeah, we have to do it piece by piece. Like I said, our focus right now is on the audit, and but we still don't want to delay the budgeting process.
Okay.
So we should use the process. We are, and it's my commitment to streamline the budgeting process as well, except that we have to, like, do it one at a time. So.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so if we could proceed with the templates that we've been using since, I guess, 2009, that would be good. Okay, so let's go to Washington. I don't believe Marcus is on the call, but I'm just going to double check. Marcus, are you on the call? Okay. Tony, if there's anything that you want to contribute to the budget cycle conversation?
Yes, we had a finance committee meeting last week, and we went over establishing our budget priorities. And I think we can have some preliminary budget by the next meeting. So we did discuss it at our last finance committee meeting.
Okay, well, that's something. That's good. Okay, and that will bring us to New York. Our Paul.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
you chuckle. Yeah, we have not gotten anything yet, and we had a meeting scheduled for a week ago tonight, June 4th, and we had a quorum assembling in the lobby of Four World Financial Center, but we couldn't get upstairs. Apparently nobody was there, and I don't know why management wasn't there to let us up and have the meeting and all of that stuff. I'm still awaiting an explanation from management. I suspect it may have to do with the fact that BAI is actually, pardon me, in the physical process of moving the offices to Brooklyn. And so maybe everybody was out trundling things over to Brooklyn at that time. I just don't know, and I look forward to finding out about it. We had a meeting on May 21st, and in fact, we mostly had a lot of, we had some haranguing, we had some, you know, stuff about why didn't you move to the place I wanted you to move to, and stuff like that. So, you know, not the most productive stuff, and it did not address the budget per se. We have been addressing the current crisis and the things we've gone over here. So, right now, you know, I don't know what's happening with the budget, and the general manager hasn't told me, but he says he's going to get back to me on all this good stuff. And that's where it is.
Okay. Manager, are you with us? Okay, she is not, so presumably she has nothing to add. All right, thanks everyone for the update. Just a reminder that May 31st was the deadline to get draft budgets to the LSB. The final deadline for LSB approval is July 31st. So for those of you that have not gotten budgets to the LSB, which sounds like everybody, we are in about a six-week period to get that done in order to stay on our budget schedule. And as we had a long discussion of at our first meeting, we don't want to issue a great deal of extensions this year, and that's not the intent of the committee. So the 6 weeks should be taken as a serious deadline. And all, you know, all effort should be made to try to meet that deadline. Okay. So that takes us to the next thing on our agenda, whatever that is. I will find out. Okay. WBAI. And I think between WBAI and crowdfunding, I'm actually going to place the preliminary financial statements that we received about 4 minutes before the meeting started. But let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the process at WBAI to the extent that we feel comfortable doing so on an open call. And I think since we don't have anyone here from BAI, we would basically want to hear from our Paul and possibly from the CFO. And then the rest of us would probably have questions. And what this pretty much has to do with is the ongoing fiscal crisis at BAI, which, of course, has hit crucial, intense duration, and the process that is kind of underway to take some conclusive action to sort of stop the bleeding and resolve the ongoing antenna crisis. So, Paul, I know there are various groups working on various reports, not all of which you necessarily know about, but can you tell us what you do know from your perspective, and then we'll see what Roel has to add.
Okay. The good news is that the payroll has been caught up with. We missed two payrolls, April 30th and May 15th. They have been paid. The paid staff were also, we met payroll on May 30th, so that's that. Empire State Building was paid for the June 1st rent. And I am not sure if the Silverman arrears rent was paid. I haven't been told that yet. But, you know, those are the good things right there. We had our fundraiser. It went on, and it went on for a while. And the goal was $850,000. And the tally ended up at $467,000 and change. Mm-hmm. We have collected $343,000. And so we're short by a lot. And so this is a problem. The WBAI general manager has written to us that we don't have the money to cover the June 15th payroll. And up the next $20,000 to the proprietors, the landlords of 120 Wall Street, which we're paying off over time, we don't have that at this time. We also, you know, since we can't see how we're paying the June 15th payroll, the July 1st payroll is also a question mark. And the national office, we are told, doesn't have the dough to bail us out at this point in time. So what's happening is the general manager has basically declared this is a big emergency and programming is being preempted. And we're doing four additional days of on-air fundraising with the goal of raising a minimum of $100,000. And so today at 6 o'clock in the morning, we started preempting things. And we have a different schedule, and it's all on-air fundraising schedule. We're back in our thon after being off it for about a day or two. The general manager has sent out the current expenses. I've sent a copy of that to the to this committee's mailing list, and that's pretty much where we are at this present moment. That's pretty much what I know about. Because again, we didn't have our meeting on a week ago, which I thought was going to happen, but didn't. So there we are. That's what I know.
Okay.
Raul,
I don't know to what extent you're comfortable discussing the planning underway about BAI, but to the extent that you are, maybe you want to add something here.
Okay, well, I just want to make a comment first on the regarding the situation in New York. I know that Paul had mentioned that we met our payroll. We paid our payroll for May 15th and May 31st, and we made that. But the reality of that is that New York did not make the payment, but we have to manage some of the other radio stations' funds and borrow from the national office funds to pay for the payroll for New York. There's still the problem there. And I've reiterated this information from our national board and the finance committee. I wanted to kind of share that with everyone, that although we have paid the payroll on time for May 15th and May 31st, we have really borrowed money from the other funds to be able to meet those payroll payments. There is still an underlying issue on meeting the obligations in New York, the funds is below our targeted budgeted fund drive, $850,000. We're about $300,000 short of that, and it's been an issue that we are working on the we really need to take some measures that will rectify the situation on an immediate basis, so that we will be able to justify the existence of WBAI. It's a really sad, you know, information that I have to share, but we need to let everybody know that we are doing as much as we can to have the station back up on track on its finances. We cannot ignore that. There is an issue. There are some financial difficulties in New York, and we are having some, I don't know if I have the liberty to discuss the plan in New York, but we have several proposals. We're going to meet with the national board leader, I guess, tomorrow to present what the local station board working group had come up with, and we will present that to the national board.
Actually, that wouldn't be what the LSB has come up with. That would be what the four directors from New York.
Yeah, I call it the working group because it involves the management as well. That's where we are.
Okay. Are there any questions from anyone else regarding the BAI situation and where it stands? No. Okay. All right. Then I think at this point, before we move into crowdfunding and syndicated programs, it probably makes some sense to take a look at or at least notify regarding the preliminary balance sheet and income statements that were all sent to the NSC listserv. I want to make sure that people got them, because he was probably not a member of the NFC group. I don't know if it admitted his email. So I may have gotten it just because he sent it to my private address. I'm not sure.
No, everybody got it? Anything on the list.
Okay. That explains that. Okay, so Richard probably got it, and I probably got it, and nobody else did. So I'm going to go ahead and forward that. And I have a couple of things to say about it, and I'm sure that Raul has a couple of things to say about it as well. But let me go ahead and send the documents. That's the first thing. And what I think we will need to do is if each sort of treasurer, PNB rep, you know, team could take a look at these documents with regard to their particular stations. I've already taken a look at KPFA, and I think that you will find a couple of things. There is some good information in there. There's certainly a couple of things that were helpful for me. And there are also some big, blimey, huge, large, mistakey type things. And I think that you will need to use your sort of own knowledge and own familiarity with your sigil area to sort out the difference between those items. And I think that we will need to do a kind of, to some degree, as we did with the first quarter financial statements, a little bit of a sort of a correcting statement, because there's certainly stuff in there raw that I can see is just flat out wrong. And there's also stuff that is really fascinating, and it may be wrong or it may be really useful information. It's hard to tell. And, you know, and I'm happy to go over some of that with regard to my own station where I can recognize it more easily. And with some of the other stations, I probably won't be as swift as catching some of this stuff as, of course, you guys will, because you're more familiar with your own numbers. So if we could sort of put on the process for next time that each treasurer and PMB rep will sort of go over the information they've gotten with regard to their own station, with an eye to identifying what this tells you that you didn't know and what strikes you here as being somewhat mistaken, so that we can get the things cleaned up that need to be cleaned up. And with that, I am sending the statements. Raul, if you want to say anything in addition to what I just said about them, feel free.
Yes.
I know you produced them because you were bugged to produce them, and I'm sure that you understand why. We haven't had any in a very long time.
Yes.
But that has advantages and disadvantages. So, you know, feel free to talk about that a little if you'd like.
Exactly. You know, I wasn't really comfortable issuing this financial statement. I've done some, you know, superficial review on the totals and compare it with the budget, and there's a big discrepancy on the budget. I can just eyeball it from just the totals that we're getting. And some of the you know, work done during the 6 months, no one has really reviewed nor compiled this nor reconciled the bank accounts during the past 6 months, because most of our new accounting and finance staff here at the national office were working on the audit. There's no really anybody that was working on the current year financial statements or the monthly closing. And this information are based on what was entered by the business managers in payments of accounts payables, our bills and vendors, invoices, as well as actually, you know, entering the cash receipts as revenue by the business managers, and there's not really any recognition on some of the pledges that were in that were received by the station that has not been paid. So those were not included in the financial statements, and we are in the process of establishing procedures, accounting procedures on how those pledges are going to be recorded moving forward. One of the things that I have said, I believe during the screening process, I wanted to present to you a comprehensive financial statement that would compare these actual profit and loss statements to the budgeted numbers for the month, and then for the year-to-date on a monthly basis, so that you will see the variances of each of the line items. And for me, that's a very useful report. So before I present to you that, I would be able to get some explanation on the variances from each of the business managers. And that's what I usually use, is to compare the actual versus the budgeted, and we will determine where the variances are coming from. And that's what the local station board and the national board would be receiving moving forward after we complete the audit. That's one of my goals, is to present to you a very informative financial statement that would compare actuals versus budget. Unfortunately, the budget that was done for fiscal year 2013, this current year, were supposed to be entered into the Great Plains, the accounting system, so that when we generate the report, we'll be able to compare the budget. The report will spit out a report that would compare the budget and the actuals. Unfortunately, the budget information for 2013 was never entered into the system. So it will take us, you know, for us to, like, enter the financial, although it's 6 months late, but we still are going to enter that into the Great Plains system, so that when I create the new report, you'll be able to see the budgeted numbers as well. So.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, this is preliminary interim just to give you a perspective on what is there so far. And as we make reconciliation for each of these accounts, we'll be able to correct these financial statements.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I have a question too. Who else has one? Was that Richard? Okay, hold on. People are talking at once.
Yes.
Okay, who wants to be on the staff?
Richard.
R. Paul, and who is that in the background?
Richard.
Richard, I thought so. Okay, so let's go R. Paul, and then Richard, and then myself. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. Without even, can't even see these things too well. So, looking at it, the first thing is, it would be good if we could get, actual spreadsheets as opposed to PDFs. And also, on PDFs or anything else, it'd be good if we could get all the lines in there, because some of us have older eyes and, you know, following it across the large blank sheet, we're liable to get in the wrong place. So,
okay.
Those are my requests for formatting of these things. Spreadsheet would be much, much better than a PDF would, because then we can put the lines in ourselves if we need them. And outside of that, I can't really see this too well, so I'll have to deal with it later. That's it.
All right. I would be happy to send you the spreadsheet version.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we generally, if we can get Excel documents rather than PDFs as a committee, we generally prefer that, or both.
Right.
It just makes it a little easier for some people to work with things. Okay, Richard, we're going to go to you.
Yes, thank you, Raul, for that report. The last thing you said, or one of the last things you said, was that you had a problem with missing information in the Great Plains software. And my question is that because it wasn't entered, or is that because the software is deficient?
No, that's because the budget numbers were entered into the Great Plains system.
Were not
entered.
You have your work on your hands.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I guess at this point we're up to me. This might be more appropriately done next week, Raul, so I don't want to get into, you know, too much detail here, but all I was able to do in the 5 minutes that I had was take a brief look at KPFA's numbers. But I do have a couple of questions, so I think I'm just going to kind of throw them out, and I guess we'll get into more depth with them later on. The statement that you're providing says that KPFA only paid $75,000 in shared services for what looks like should have been, $140,000 plus another $70,000, well over $200,000. So you seem to be suggesting that the national office is owed well over $150,000 from my station, which could well be true. I don't know the answer. But that seems to me like a rather large amount of money to be missing and kind of a weird thing to have gone on without
having
been brought to our attention before.
Where did you get the information at $240,000?
Well, if you take a look at if you go to the income statement.
Yes.
And you take a look at the category for KPFA, and you take a look at the listener support that you are booking into account 5,000. It's $1,490,000, which sounds about right. That's about what we have taken in. And then you go down to total direct expenses of $1,391,000, and then you go down to shared services, and it says $75,000. Shared services is 19.5% of $1.4 million. That is not $75,000.
Okay. Well, these This $75,000 represents actual payment received by the national office, cash payment, mm-hmm. not necessarily accrual on the actual numbers that's owed to the national office based on
yes.
the listener support.
I understand. I understand that, but there should not significantly be an accrual for revenue through March 31st of that amount. That's a very large accrual.
Correct. And that's basically, there was no accrual done at that point. Again, these are just based on the actual cash received by the national office.
I think part of the reason for the discrepancy might be certain amounts that were paid directly to creditors rather than run through the national office, but I would say that amounts like that need to be recorded on the books in some way.